Hi, you're listening to Celluloid Slaughter. If you like the insane ramblings and just general stupidity that you're hearing here, you're gonna love The Unlucky Ones. It's a D&D podcast where we're not sure what we're doing, but we're making it work.
Hi, this is Gemini, your host, Joe.
And I'm your host, Jim.
Maybe I should just go by I.
Jim and I.
Yeah, Jim and I.
And for those of you wondering what the movie Gemini Man is, we don't know either.
Never seen it, never heard of it.
I don't even know if that's a real movie made by the guy who made Hulk.
Ang Lee.
Who's Ang Lee?
Ang Lee. Brokeback.
Really?
Yes, terrific. Terrific movie.
Wow. That's only made more questions instead of answers.
The gazes that Jake Gyllenhaal would give towards the camera are breathtaking. Anyways...
I'm sorry, were you talking about the movie Brokeback Mountain and said the word gaze?
Oh, I didn't realize. No,
no.
I was talking about the way you look at the camera. But
I know.
In general, yeah.
Celluloid Slaughter is problematic.
Back to
Shaun of the Dead.
Yes, we're here to talk about Shaun
of
the Dead.
Okay, can we stop now?
I can't. You can speak like that, but
okay.
For the whole podcast,
so,
I'll be speaking like this with the hard B's.
So, to explain to the listeners, my co-host Joe is using a compressor mic, but he has to hold the pop filter to it, and he was listening to Conan O'Brien where they kept talking about the peas, the popping peas.
The hard peas.
Hard peas. Where if he takes the pop filter away and tries to make pea noises,
pa, pa, pa.
It's ow.
Yeah, that hurt my ears too.
Okay, so where should we begin?
Let's begin with why we love this movie so much.
Because it's... I don't know, it's just... That is a cat. We cannot put down the microphones without making a loud bang noise, so we now have to do the rest of the podcast with the cats.
Perfect.
Down, you beast! Ah! Ah! Down! Get out!
Ow.
Get out!
It hurts.
Sorry. Pardon my explosive behavior. The thing is, Shaun of the Dead came out at a perfect time. What was it, 2004? 2003. Wow. It's such a different time. And
it's like that's 17 years ago.
It's going to be 20 pretty soon.
That's like almost my whole lifetime.
That's insane, Jim.
Wow.
I was nearly a boy. I remember watching it.
I was merely a boy.
Yes. I remember our neighbors had it on DVD.
Oh, our old neighbors. I thought you were talking about our new ones. I was going to say.
No.
I thought the McKnights have it.
No, it was a long time ago. And we put it on. And I remember watching it for the first time. And the moment I fell in love with it was when he said, "There's a girl in the garden." That scene alone.
There's a girl in the garden. What? There's a girl in the garden.
Yeah. I was dying laughing. The whole camera. Every line in that movie is a gag.
Don't. I can hear you tightening your grip. Don't do it.
Well, anyways. Are you okay?
I can hear every noise that you would touch with the microphone and stuff.
Look, I can put the headphones on if you would like.
Yeah.
That way I hear it all.
So, right now, we're... Oh! Why are you doing that to our audio listeners?
As of now, Jim, the only ones listening are you and me. And that's how it's going to stay. This podcast.
This podcast is not going to be uploaded. It's just for our own personal use.
This is our own personal.
It's to make ourselves feel better about these purchases we've just made.
Yes, we've spent over $1,200 on audio equipment.
Wait, really?
And we don't know how to use it. Yeah, Jim, Amazon is a killer.
Holy shit.
They're outside?
They're outside.
I put them inside.
Well, if we have them inside, then we... Okay.
Wait. Who put them outside if I... Oh. Let them inside. Okay. Just close the door.
So I'm setting the microphone down now. I'm probably going to cut this because it's going to sound horrible to people.
ASMR. Welcome back, Jim.
I am back.
ASMR break over.
Oh, no. One more ASMR. For those pops.
Ah, oh, orgasmic. Wow. That sound can't be beat. How was that?
It was good.
Good.
So this isn't an ASMR podcast. This is a movie podcast.
I will be speaking as if I am in an ASMR video.
Oh, I assume so.
I can't wait to do the editing.
I'm the one editing this.
Yes, true.
It's going to be me just in pain having to listen to all this.
It'll be me curating your editing.
Can we talk about the movie?
Yes, the movie, Jim.
We are only 6 minutes in, and we've only been talking about ASMR.
Don't worry, Jim.
Holy shit, wait, this will be. I have to take a picture of you right now. You look so stupid.
Well, Jim, with COVID going on, you need facial protection, and this will be my face mask I wear in public.
That's my pop filter that I have to use.
Well, it is mine now. It'll be like those opera masks that they wear around their eyes. I will have this around my face at all times. Sir.
So, Shaun of the Dead. So, you were saying...
Indeed. Yes. Sir, can I help you?
So, we...
Yes, you may, sir.
So, we've been up for a while.
Yes.
It's very early in the morning.
Yes, indeed.
It's like the only free time we have to record this, so we're very tired of making these jokes.
Yeah. I'm a bit.
Oh my god, I looked over at you and you look so done. You were already pissed off with the way you were holding the fucking microphone. So anyway, Shaun of the Dead.
There's nothing I can say that hasn't already been said about this movie. The beginning of the trilogy of...
The Cornettos.
Yeah, the Cornetto trilogy. Edgar Wright, Shaun of the Dead is a masterpiece in itself.
What was the original name that they had it as in Britain?
You know, I can't remember, and I don't have a laptop in front of me. That add that to the Amazon list of things we need to get.
I already have a laptop we can use. I just forgot to bring it downstairs.
No, we need all new laptops and new equipment just for this.
Okay, keep riffing while I Google this. We don't have a ton of dead air.
It's not dead air.
It's very dead. It's only ASMR if you put it up to the wall when they hear the water.
Can you feel that? It's my breath.
I can feel it coming through the air tonight. Whoa.
What you're missing off this is a sock.
A sock?
Yeah.
Like, does it need a sock?
I think so.
I thought it just needed the pop filter. Whenever I looked at it, God, I cannot believe we're doing this right now. This is...
It's different now that I feel and hear my voice.
You have a sock over there that you could put on it that's not going to fit. That's not what I was talking about. Where's the sock? There it is.
Oh.
It's definitely not going to fit, but you can talk to the top of it.
Yeah, this would be better. It sounds much better.
It looks stupid as shit.
Well.
Going with the ASMR voice now.
Can you feel it? Wow.
Are you gonna
much
talk,
better.
Are you going to talk through both filters?
I'm talking right into it, and it sounds fine. I'm talking right into it, and it sounds fine.
How does it sound for me when I'm talking?
You sound actually the best.
Can I see the filter? I want to see if it does anything.
Yeah.
I can't believe we're testing all our stuff at the beginning of this movie podcast.
Jim, in order to test it, you must test it.
How does this sound? That sound any better?
Not really. Keep doing. Just...
Pop, 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 pop.
The more silent you are with, is this sound fine? Then you don't say anything. How am I supposed to know if you don't say anything?
Hey, Jim, does this sound fine with me talking like this? Please don't do that when I'm talking. I really don't want you to do that whenever I talk.
I can feel your voice.
Stop!
What is that from?
That's... I want to say Lord of the Rings or something.
Yeah, that's what I'm imagining. Yeah, yeah.
The fucking
yeah.
Mouth of Sauron.
Yeah, yeah. I can feel Hugo Weaving making that voice. And that whole face and everything.
What the fuck is going on?
What is that noise? What is that?
We're 12 minutes in.
Is that a cat?
Yes.
Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. Jesus. Shut the fuck up.
No! That's my microphone. I have to use that to record other stuff. You son of a bitch. You fucking asshole.
Jim, I'm stuck here in the corner.
Oh my god. Emperor Palpatine, no. Oh god.
Young Anakin, I've shit myself. Help me. Help me, Anakin.
I feel lightheaded.
We're only 12 minutes in. Can we please talk about the movie?
The movie, Shaun of the Dead.
Holy shit.
Is at risk of being removed canceled. From streaming services due to being controversial.
A joke I kept making the whole movie. Stop messing with the box. A joke I kept making the whole movie because of one line from Nick Frost.
What was the line, Jim?
I can't repeat it.
What was the line?
Joe, we're two white guys. We can't repeat that line.
Yes. By the way, we're two white guys.
We're two white guys.
If you couldn't hear that.
Stop. I'm trying to find the joke. Look at me right now and tell me if I have the patience for your shit. I'm trying to find the fucking original name and you're just farting into the microphone. Oh god, where's the name?
Can you hear that? Yeah.
I'm literally crying right now. Shit.
Wow. I think that's probably the original name is probably Shaun of the Dead.
If you no, because I remember I learned this from fucking What Culture or some bullshit. One of those YouTube channels.
God, Jim.
What, you watch Mr. Sunday? Don't give me shit about watching What Culture.
You're not supposed to reference what we're
ripping off.
I mean, if we were Australian. That'd be badass. We'd have the coolest voices.
G'day, mate. Welcome to Celluloid Slaughter. I'm your host, Jim.
This is my host, Joe.
Jim, can you keep that accent up?
Oh, God.
It sounds perfect.
What are you doing?
What?
What are you doing?
What am I doing?
It sounds perfect, Jim.
I didn't realize. Am I doing a voice?
Good day, everyone. Welcome to Celluloid Slaughter. I'm your host, Jim. This is my co-host, Joe. We're going to be doing offensive accents from now on.
Yes, indeed.
This is so monotone. You're like a deep-voiced Data from Star Trek.
Tea Time of the Dead is what it was originally called. All I had to Google, Jim, Shaun of the Dead, original name.
That's what I Googled. They didn't give me the fucking name.
This is what pops up.
Bullshit. Mine popped up on Wikipedia of a bunch of articles that didn't make sense. Wikipedia is a good source, by the way. Teachers should allow students to quote that.
Jim, you can go to hell.
Fuck you. I mean, fuck you, mate. Cunt.
I understand you're a bit knackered. Grab me a fucking point from the ice.
Grab me a fucking VB Longbottom.
Give me a Foster's from the Chili Bin, eh?
Oh, like they like Foster's.
There you go. Thank you for understanding. The British are the ones that drink that shit, not the...
Nobody likes Foster's.
English people do.
I don't even drink Foster's, and I don't even drink, and I don't like Foster's.
Jim,
I know it's bad.
What have you drinking?
I haven't.
What have you done? Tell me the six... Please.
Ah, Jim. Tell me what you've done. You're getting into a German accent now. You sound like Christopher Waltz.
Oh, yes, tell me what you've done.
That's a bingo.
Well, Jim, now we must come to the fact that...
This podcast is no longer about talking about movies, but doing offensive voices.
You must continue the Australian accent.
What does it sound like every time I accidentally hit the microphone?
There's a slight, scraping, but... It's not too bad.
All right, mate. Let's continue talking about Shaun of the Dead there.
Yeah, the high pitches are the ones.
High pitches.
Yeah, keep that.
You want me to keep up this high-pitched voice there?
Keep that and I'll do mine.
Can you please not?
Shaun of the Dead. Shaun of the Dead.
Shaun of the Dead is a pretty good movie that I've seen since I was a kid. You're the one that showed me to it.
I did. I did show you that.
I've loved it since I was a wee lad.
Yes, indeed. Indeedly so.
Back in... What do the British and Australians call it? It's like great... It's not grade school. It's secondary school and stuff. Back since I was a wee lad... A wee tyke. I don't know their lingo.
My silence is just my eyes wide.
He's been staring at me very menacingly this whole time I've gotten into that.
Yes, Jim.
Since I was a wee lad, I watched it.
When Darla Singer in Fight Club, the character says, I haven't been fucked like that since grade school. She said that not knowing that grade school in the United States was elementary through, like, you know, she thought it was like a secondary school. So.
What are you looking at?
A little dingo's in our room. He's been eating some food. He's staring down a cat. Can we get back to talking about Shaun of the Dead?
Yes.
Okay, so... I'm going to talk in a normal voice, because...
What points do you want to talk about?
I want to talk about what really like made us love the film. You said the garden scene. Mine had to be when they screamed at the guy walking in the front door.
Oh, man, yes.
When I saw that, I realized this is fucking hilarious.
That's comedy gold. Sean's reaction just, he puts his hands up and he said, oh!
Oh! That was really what got me turned on to this whole movie in the first place.
Indeed.
I can't really say that there's a scene I don't like in it. Like, yeah, you know, with a lot of movies and stuff, you can say that there are scenes you don't and you do like.
It's quite a tight movie, and from the criticisms from the professional critics back when it first came out, they said it's groundbreaking in the first two-thirds, but then it falls into the same tropes of every zombie movie. But
bollocks.
I personally feel like it falling into the tropes is it making fun of the tropes, you know?
Giving a group of survivors a gun and expecting them to know how to use it.
Yeah, having
them. They miss every shot.
They're hiding together. They all find out that they, like, you know, they're idiots.
Yeah, they're all idiots. They even confirm that when they're trying to accuse each other of what they work as and they just keep getting it wrong.
It doesn't slow down it when they sit down to have a, oh, is anyone like a peanut? It doesn't, it's not slow. It's, you're building the third act.
Right. You've got, it comes to this, not a stop, but like, it doesn't slow down. Like you keep saying, it's just them like building the tension.
The whole everything movie being can't okay. be them like, okay, well, we're on the run, you know.
They can't be good at everything.
No.
I mean, they survived all that, but now that they've actually shut themselves down in one place,
yeah,
then they start to fall apart.
You could have really gone with the fact, well, Liz's apartment, her flat was the safest.
That's exactly what you said.
No fucking shit. No fucking shit.
But Ed can't smoke there.
There you go. So you go to the Winchester.
Where Ed can smoke, everyone can drink, there's food.
They got big heavy doors.
Big heavy doors.
But there's hella windows.
Hella.
There's so many windows.
And what are you thinking? We could put the pool table up against the window?
No.
There goes the pool table. What are we supposed to do?
Smart thinking would have been, okay, we're going to go upstairs and kill the zombie and take over the apartment up there, you know?
But they didn't know there was a zombie up there.
The fact is, if you were done that, you get rid of all the jokes. All the humor. This isn't serious.
Right, this is a...
It's a satire.
The movie is called Shaun of the Dead. It's a play on the name Dawn of the Dead.
Who are we arguing with, Jim?
Idiots.
Who out there hates this movie?
I don't know any critics' actual names. I would go for the one that They Live made fun of.
I think it was...
Richard
Roper?
Richard Roper.
He's the one that said the negative things.
Okay, I just said Robert Eager, and I don't know who that is.
Robert Eager, the director of The Witch in Lighthouse.
Really? That's who that is?
Robert Eager.
I am sorry for making fun of that guy. I really like those
he's
movies.
He's pretty good. He's pretty good, you know. He's not great yet. But he's on course to being great.
Oh, yeah.
One more great movie from him. You know? Solidify him. Lighthouse is amazing.
We got to talk about that someday.
Yeah.
We got to get Dad on for that because he hated it.
That was amazing.
Watching his reaction the whole time, just freaking out at every scene.
He was so lost the entire movie.
He is every time he put a movie on from May 24.
What the hell is this?
What the fuck? What is all this?
He's masturbating.
Why is he naked?
What kind of crap you guys watch?
Dad, it's just Willem Dafoe. He's normally like this. Have you not seen Spider-Man?
I was about to go down
a rabbit hole on
Willem Dafoe's penis, but we're not going to go there.
Yeah, let's save that for when we talk about movie with him in it.
Lars von Trier.
Yeah, let's save that for the Aquaman episode. Yeah, just so we can put that in there. What would you say is the only thing you don't like about this movie?
The guy looks like Harry Potter. But
David?
We're supposed to hate David, yeah.
Yeah.
And I like that. I like that I hate him.
Yeah.
You can't make all the characters the same bland, neutral. Oh, this is a everyday nice guy, you know.
Right.
Like Sean and...
You can't make... Well, because David's also a very selfish guy, and we see that from the first scene we get him in, where they're at the bar. Isn't he just constantly, like, contradicting everything Sean's saying or something?
Yeah.
He's just constantly punking on the guy. It's like...
It's a good variation of different character types. We get them all thrown together. That's what makes...
Yeah, you know, him and Sean are just generally the same character.
Mm-hmm.
But the only thing is that Sean has Liz and David doesn't.
Yeah.
Which is why their motives are, like, why David's rude.
And David is very miserable with the...
temping?
Yeah. I don't even remember what his...
I think they accused him of being a temp and he got upset about it, or an accountant or something.
Yeah. He looks like a very boring person, but it looks like everyone in the movie is, like, stuck in almost a dead-end job. And they're like...
Except Ed. Guy doesn't have a job.
Right, yes.
All Ed does is go up.
Yeah. Were they, like, how old were they when they filmed this? What, 27 or something?
Simon Pegg's character said he was 29 to the kid.
Okay.
Which said he was 17, which I don't believe.
You don't believe that kid is 17?
I don't want to believe that kid's 17, because Joe, Joe, that kid was tall.
Yeah.
That kid was fucking...
I feel like even like a good 20 or so.
Like, I know that he was in his 20s, but my God.
Yeah. That was hilarious.
I keep hitting it.
Yes,
Jim. Trying to, like, hold it.
Must master holding.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did somebody take the compressor mic then fucking fart on it?
Did someone get rid of my opera mask?
You want your opera mask back?
No.
I'll take the sleeve.
No, it's okay.
That's what I thought. Yes, that would fit on it.
Why aren't we doing that?
Because it's funnier. Also, you farted on this.
Jim, I farted into the air. Did you smell it?
No. You also, I have no sense of smell. I bring this up very often.
What are you talking about?
Frank's cats, when he had the fucking cat box under the computer, and I didn't know. I would come in here almost every day because I had to use the computer. My sense of smell was destroyed because how sick I got.
Sick?
Yeah.
When?
It was fucking years ago when Franklin lived here.
So you were sick, and now you don't have any smell?
Like, 5 years ago, yeah.
And that doesn't bother you? That doesn't...
That's something
any,
that's...
That's not alerting you to anything.
What, that I have corona? No.
No, no. What I'm saying is, how's your sense of taste?
Well, that's still fine.
No, it shouldn't be. Because most of your smell is your taste. It's like a 50-50.
Okay, well, that explains why this tastes different than when Franklin first gave me it as a kid. But also, that just might be because I was a kid then, not now.
You should not have been drinking that as a kid.
It's whenever we'd come by the shop, Franklin would always give me a drink of one of his.
Yeah, it's called a gateway drug.
Yeah, I know. It rocks. Don't do drugs, kids.
I've... Shut up, Jim.
Do all the drugs. Oh, I'm sorry.
Do all the drugs you want.
No! We can't yes. be... Joe, we can never get sponsored like this.
Caffeine is a drug. Sugar is a drug.
Gee, thanks, Dare Counselor.
What I'm saying is, that's okay. Anyways, I moved from Monster to Red Bull.
I like Red Bull, but there's just something about the taste of Monster that I like more.
I can't drink Monster anymore.
The thing is, I would drink Bang because Bang doesn't have the taurine that causes your heart the problems.
Taurine is the only reason to drink it, right?
Yeah, but it's like Bang has everything Red Bull has, just without the taurine that causes you the heart problems. But the thing is, I don't want to support Bang because they are very problematic.
It's not them, it's him.
Yes, but the money goes to him.
Yeah, and what I'm saying, Jim, is there's only one reason people buy Bang. It's because the Instagram models. And everyone knows that guy's a slime ball.
Yeah. I mean, Quake is also the same thing.
Jim,
Sorry, I know a lot about energy drinks.
That's what I'm saying. I was like, why is there such a variation? Like,
they're all the same, is just, what you're saying?
No, what I'm saying is like all these weird-ass like brands you're not recognized with. I'm like, I'll just stick with the ones I know. Like, I guess Rockstar, I don't drink that.
Frank drinks so much Rockstar.
Yeah.
I don't get the appeal. It doesn't taste like an energy drink.
Yeah, I drink Red Bull because, you know, I don't know. I like it.
You also work nights. So it helps keep you awake.
Yeah, I like the yellow one the most. It's my favorite.
It's banana, right?
I don't know.
Or is it...
some kind of tropical shit.
Because I know that the white's coconut, blue is blueberry. Blueberry fucking rocks.
The coconut berry one is good, Jim.
Coconut berry?
It's coconut berry, not just coconut.
Ooh.
Yes.
That explains why I like it more.
Yeah. It's really good.
Whenever I get one, I'll just get that one with like a Monster or something.
Mm-hmm. Never mind, I was about to...
Hey, back to Shaun of the Dead.
I was about to tell you about, like, mixing it with vodka and everything, but Red Bull and vodka is amazing.
So, the thing we didn't like about this, did we already say that? Because I know I
Yeah, I didn't like David's character, but it was complimenting the movie when I said that.
The thing is that there's nothing I really don't dislike, because
It's a pretty tight movie.
It's a tight movie. Jesus.
The writing is so close, like...
It's...
Joke after joke. They right. all basically it's... all land. I can't think of a joke that I didn't find funny at all.
Basically, every joke landed.
Yeah. And I think it has to do with their writing style. Are you aware of how they write their movies?
I'm guessing they just riff with each other and just, like, write it all down.
They get, like, a big, like, doodle pad on, like, a stand.
Yeah, of course. On, like, an easel?
An easel. That's what it is. I can't think of the words. But, yeah, they write everything down, and, like, and they make sure everything fits perfectly. Every joke, every line. On this page after page.
I'm sure they, like, plan to reference most of the jokes later on in the movie. Like, they set it up for that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one thing I have to point out. They plan these jokes to be constantly used throughout the movie, and it doesn't get unfunny. You want to know who also does that, and it's never funny?
Who?
Marvel. Marvel is constantly setting up jokes to constantly be used for a movie, and they are rarely ever actually funny. Want an example?
Yeah, sure.
Spider-Man. Penis Parker, or Peter Tingle, instead of Spider Sense. Jokes that are constantly used throughout the movie, but are just so annoying. It's like they're trying to be funny, but they don't know how to relate to modern audiences.
I don't think it's they can't relate. I think it's they are relating too much to the broader audience, and that they don't really care about...
Actual audiences,
you know. We can't say anything negative about Marvel, Jim, because of China.
Well, okay.
Marvel can't say anything negative about China, because of, you know.
Is that why they never go to China?
That's why they introduce these weird characters, positive Chinese.
Oh, like Shang something? No, I'm talking about the Marvel character. The
fact is, Jim, they're only making these things so they can get money from China and they can get their movies released. That's why.
I mean, that's obvious, yeah.
You'll never see Brad Pitt in a Marvel movie. You know why?
Deadpool.
That was Fox.
That is true. It wasn't owned by Disney at the time.
And he was, I think, one frame.
One. Yeah. The behind-the-scenes video of it is much longer.
Yeah.
And it's like, he's just doing that for 1 second, and he just smiles and gets off. It's like, they CGI'd on, like, a harness and everything onto him. They just asked him to come on set and do that one scene. They didn't, like, do anything to actually make him look good or anything. It's kind of funny.
Yeah, that was a good little cameo. But, yeah, Brad Pitt made a movie called 70 Years in Tibet. It's a pretty good movie. It's from the 90s. You don't need to see it.
Sounds familiar, though.
Okay, well, China does not recognize the nation of Tibet.
Oh.
And anyone that talks about it or has gone there... They don't release their movies there. That's why Once Upon a Time in China wasn't released there.
So are you telling me that this movie, I mean, this podcast will not have any relation or will not be related in, released on Spotify in China at all?
Jim,
we've mentioned Tibet?
I've almost had deja vu.
Have we had this conversation before? About
three times in the past 5 minutes. I feel very lightheaded.
That might be from the two coffees you drank.
Yeah, two venti frappuccinos.
Why would you do that to yourself?
I couldn't decide what flavor I wanted, so I got both. I should just get smalls or something. But
good editor.
Yeah, we can edit around this. I'm trying to think of what I was saying. Marvel. Sorry, I'm feeling my arms are all numb.
Do you want to trade?
No. I'm all numb right now. Something's happened to my body. Oh my god, I don't feel good.
Are you about to pass out?
Maybe.
We might have a pass out on the podcast, everyone. Yeah.
Well, let me breathe heavily.
You want to leave the room? Let me riff for a little bit. Go get some fresh air.
No. I'm not going anywhere.
You gonna ride it out?
The studios don't get very much money from China in the first place.
Right.
You know, usually it's 50-50. Well, the circumstances, first couple weeks, you know, the studio takes most of it. But after a while, it's 50-50 for the theaters. But the money in China, we barely see a quarter of that. So they're working that hard just for a quarter of all that money.
Right.
Just from China.
And that's like that's about as much as Sony was making for every Marvel movie that had their character.
Yeah.
They'd make, like, only, like, 13%, maybe.
Yeah, something stupid.
And Marvel was like,
I want more money. Give me more money. I want more money for Spider-Man. Can't you see I'm starving for how much money I need?
They are a monster.
Disney is a monster. But, you know, if Disney was to come to us and ask us if we wanted to be in a Marvel movie.
Yes.
Yes.
Where's your checkbook?
Please let us be in Guardians of the Galaxy 3.
Seven figures. Seven figures, not six.
I'll take a $20 bill.
Yeah, I'd probably take like a 20 just to be in it.
Yeah. You know, it's just like, oh, yeah, look, there's James Gunn. That's pretty cool.
Oh, you want me to be in this scene? Sure.
They have a stand a mile away. Yeah. It's cool. I can point to myself.
I get to wear this green suit.
Oh, cool. We get to play one of the Chitauri.
Oh, wait. You mean the green suit makes me invisible to the camera?
Great. Great. Can I at least tell the one pixel I am? The eye slit?
You're just walking through the scene, not being filmed at all by the camera?
No, it would be kind of funny if you were the only thing that came up. Just the actual green suit. You're Charlie Day.
That's what I liked about Mysterio. He had the whole motion capture suit.
Yeah, that was an interesting take. And it was really well done and cool. And then they killed him.
They didn't kill him.
I don't give a shit if he comes back in a hologram. It's not him.
No. Well, yeah, all right. There's two ways that they're them doing this. It's either he comes back and he faked his death, or it's the idea of him. And there's like 50 other people that are Mysterio, you know? They are.
Well, yeah, we saw the whole tech crew. They are all Mysterio. I understand that.
Yeah.
But that's what it's going to be.
We just want to see Jake Gyllenhaal.
I just want Jake back.
We just want our Jake.
Honestly, I just want to see Jake have this much fun playing a character.
Come on, Jake.
We saw him in Life. He was having so much fucking fun with Ryan Reynolds. Let him be Mysterio.
In Prisoners, where he just keeps on sweeping his hair back.
Dude, Oh my god, I watched Prisoners the other day. That was so good. I've never seen that movie in full before.
He has a top button on his long sleeve shirt. He just always has it buttoned.
What's under that button, Jake?
Yeah, what's
under that button? We see that tattoo on your neck. Is there a tattoo behind that button?
What does that mean?
Is there a tattoo of a button behind that button?
Then he has these symbols that he has tattooed on him, too.
Yeah.
He believes in it.
Oh, I thought it was, like, because he was, like, undercover or something. And that he worked as an undercover cop or something. That's why he always has the top button buttoned.
The opening...
He can't get out of that life.
The first shot that you see of Jake Gyllenhaal tells you everything you need to know. It's a rainy night. It's Thanksgiving. And this motherfucker is at a Chinese restaurant eating alone, opening fortune cookies.
It's so good.
What more do you need to know?
Can we switch from Shaun of the Dead to Prisoners and we can just... Wait, you know what? Let's talk about both.
Let's just talk about Jake Gyllenhaal.
Let's just talk about Jake Gyllenhaal. Hi, welcome to Celluloid Slaughter. We're talking about Jake Gyllenhaal now.
Welcome to ASMR.
Welcome to Gemini Man.
Welcome to Gemini Man.
Okay, so Jake Gyllenhaal.
Franklin would be the man. He's the man in the title Gemini Man.
I'm Jim. You're I. Franklin's man.
Yeah.
Okay, so to elaborate on that for people who won't understand, because all of you won't, we have a third co-host who couldn't make it today called Franklin.
There's three of us.
There are three.
Three.
There's my brother, and me.
My brother, and me.
That's already a podcast. We can't use that title.
It's already a podcast name.
Yeah, it's already a podcast name. They're doing very well. Oh, yeah.
They probably deserve it.
They do. They're pretty funny.
We're not funny at all.
We're not funny at all. No, we stopped crying because how unfunny we are.
Yes.
Put the opera mask back up. Okay, so Jake Gyllenhaal. He was amazing in Prisoners, by the way. We keep saying that, but he was so good in that movie. The fucking... When he just kicks the door open on Dan Mattel... Oh, God.
Why was he not nominated for Nightcrawler?
Oh, my God.
Why was he ignored? Why did they ignore him? Academy members are his fellow actors and peers working alongside him, and they choose to deny him that.
What's the term for that? It's not botched, but it's... When it's like someone's ignored, they were...
I don't know.
Oh, it's a fucking term people made for the Academy Awards and stuff. It's a something of a B, I think.
B, blacklisted, no. Banned, blocked.
Fuck. It's a term I keep hearing used for a lot of actors and films who deserve it. Like, a lot of times Leo wouldn't get an Oscar and stuff for his films. People would say he's being whatever the word was. But, he deserved it. He should have got it for Nightcrawler.
I'm going to attempt something really quickly.
Okay, so... Uh-oh, that probably didn't sound good. Joe has just set the mic down while he's trying to keep... I'm going to hold it for you.
We're going to pick up the cord really quick. That way the weight of the cord doesn't go down. We're going to make this.
So to elaborate, he's setting up the pop filter by pinching it onto the chair he's sitting at. Because we couldn't figure out how to put up the mic arm on the table we're currently using. So he's just been holding it this whole time. I keep worrying that I've accidentally stopped the podcast because my hand's on the other side. But I don't want to hold it like this where you can't see the time. Oh. We've been going for 41 minutes. We are doing so much better than our original attempt. Where we talked about Birds of Prey. So, no, we do not only hate... We're not just DC fanboys who only hate Marvel movies. We hate both. Well, one of us hates both. One of us hates one more than the other.
Jim is a DC fanboy.
At least I'm not a Marvel tard. I hate that term. I don't like calling people... That is very inventive. I'm a little worried that's going to rip into the seat. Yeah. It's a broken chair anyways. That's pretty good.
You like that?
It immediately backfired and hit you in the face.
Yeah, it hit me in the face. But it's okay. It's okay. I can handle it. All right. I'm back.
Do you want to change topics or...
Yeah, we can... let's talk about the trilogy as a whole.
Okay, so we're referring to the Cornetto trilogy now, not a Jake Gyllenhaal trilogy. What are you looking at?
Sorry, my face is just in pure rage. Or like,
did you see the post that Brie Larson made when Stan Lee died? Is it that post?
No. I'm looking at my stocks. Yes. Yes. Everything's in the nose.
Oh, no.
Yeah. What did Brie Larson say?
No, it was... I was making a reference to when Brie Larson posted a picture of herself saying, "Rip to Stan Lee," when he died. I guess it was like right before she got to meet him or something, because she technically didn't film that scene with him.
Oh, they didn't film it together. That's right. Yeah.
Because did they CG his face?
No, they had him for, I think it was a day, and they filmed three or four different cameos.
Right. It was him saying... Because originally it wasn't him doing the Mallrats script. He was just reading a newspaper and talking loud. And then she walked up and he said something to her. And then they changed it to the Mallrats thing because it was a lot more... I'm going to be honest. That might be the only thing about the movie that I like. Now I'm thinking about it. I'm kind of getting a little bit
emotional. Jim, I'm about to blow your fucking mind. Please do. What I love about that movie.
What do you love about Captain Marvel? Because I can tell you what I hate.
The movie's called Captain Marvel, right?
Right.
Okay. Ben... Mendelsohn.
Okay, I take it back. I have two things about that movie I love. Ben fucking Mendelsohn.
But I hate that he's underused. And I hate that he's stuck in that role.
Exactly. That is why I hated him being in the movie. I love that he's there.
But I understand why he's there. I totally understand what's happening.
Right.
The directors of Mississippi Grind, the A24 feature... they had Ben Mendelsohn and Ryan Reynolds. They had Ryan Reynolds. Sorry.
I said leave, you damn beast! I shall choke you!
There's a cat in the room that he's attempting to pet weirdly. He's trying to Kali-Ma the cat.
I'm trying to grab its bite, its throat.
Oh, he's petting it very softly. He's being nice to it.
No, that was just me being out of reach.
Oh, now she's creating a lot of background noise.
No, it's okay.
Ooh. How's that sound? Can you hear her sniffing?
I hear her.
I can turn it up so you can hear it better. You want to put it up to her? No, turn it up a bit.
Okay. Put it back to normal.
Okay, put it back to 7.
Okay.
How's that sound for you?
Yeah, about fine. About fine. But, yeah. I understand why he is there, and good opportunity, but I feel like he could have
done better.
Done better in a better role.
So let's explain why he could have done better.
He's wearing a mask the whole time.
A very bad looking mask.
It looks so bad.
It literally worked. I'm going to say this, and I don't know if you'll get it. I don't even know if the fans will get it. It looks worse than the Piccolo mask for the Dragon Ball movie. And that was pretty shit.
It looks like Star Trek The Next Generation. Like,
oh my god, a villain it does.
For an episode. You know?
It does.
She's behind you.
I understand why you need the mask and everything, but like at the same time, like, it's been done better.
Also, the Skrulls in the comics and the Skrulls in that movie do not look that similar.
No, not at all, no.
And it's so bizarre that they took that, because I understand why and everything, but... Oh, we're going to shut up real quick. Oh, that's adorable. That was the cat. But
that was really me making that noise. I've been pretending to be a cat this whole time.
If you didn't hear our little Australian and monotone man bit that we did earlier, we're very good at accents. Anyways, it's been done better, and it could have been better. It's very bizarre that they didn't do a larger mask and only added, like, barely to the chin and ears, and then just put green makeup on their face. Like,
yeah,
there is a company called CFX Masks, and they do amazing work, and they have done better than that movie, and they are very low on...
I feel like there's only one scene where it works, but at the same time, like...
Are you talking about the milkshake scene?
Yes. But at the same time, I feel like it being so out of place makes it worse.
It's just when you compare it to all the prosthetics of the other space
movies. Yeah, like, yeah.
If you look at Guardians of the Galaxy, you see all that amazing quality and stuff. Everyone looks really good.
Is it just inexperienced directors? Or just...
I have to say that's my only thing. I think that might be the only... Because Captain Marvel, I love the comic book character. I really don't care that they made
Marvel. The movie's kind of boring.
It's a very boring movie. I was waiting to do this for another episode.
I have a whole list of things I hate about Captain Marvel.
No, I do.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is quite...
I made this a while ago because I was
waiting. Jim, is that your manifesto?
I had made this a while ago. To talk about.
Nervously laughs as he tucks it away.
We don't actually get to know Carol that much through the film.
No.
We
I got to know her when they were filming at Nellis. I was there.
Oh, really? Wait, they filmed at Nellis?
Yeah, they filmed it at Nellis.
Oh, that's awesome.
The movie takes place in Las Vegas.
It does? I thought it took place in Cali.
It opens in Cali where she crashes into the Blockbuster, but then they go to Nellis Air Force Base.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, I didn't know this.
Oh, yeah, and they go to, like, the Hoover Dam and all that.
You got to see Bree and everything, or?
I'm lying.
Oh, you're an asshole.
I am, yes.
You're a little asshole, you know that?
Yes.
You're an asshole. Yeah,
living the lie. Yes,
I do. I don't know why I trusted you. I don't know why I trusted you, because in real life, on so many... Okay, none of you can see this, but Joe just stared at the ceiling and laughed without blinking, and it is the most terrifying thing ever.
I felt so good. Nothing felt better than that.
You staring up at the ceiling and not blinking was so horrifying. You still haven't blinked! His eyes are getting progressively wider.
I feel
wider.
So powerful.
Unlimited power!
Yes.
Oh, why'd you pet her butt? She hates that. She's gonna attack you, Joe. I have a couple scars still from her last week. But yeah, since we're on this topic and I can finally use this. We are constantly being told what's happening in the movie, but we're never actually being shown it. Like, we're constantly told
There's so many countless movies that make the same mistake. And they're usually studio problems.
I want to say, though, that, like, I'd like that to be the problem, but we've also discussed they are not... They're inexperienced directors.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think... I have to pick this up real quick, because that's getting dangerously close to the edge.
But I feel like the studio is the one that that proved the script.
They'll approve anything.
They have multiple writers.
Joe, they made Artemis Fowl.
No, I'm talking about Kevin Feige's team.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Marvel.
I'm talking about
Disney.
Yeah, Kevin Feige's like team that approves everything in the writing and all that. They let that slip through the cracks, and they thought it was okay. I don't
think they really care that much.
It was strange.
They were just like, okay, yeah, whatever. We need to get this movie out before Infinity War. We need to introduce this character now.
Charlize Theron could have been a better Captain Marvel.
Okay, keep talking. I keep forgetting who that actor is.
Charlize Theron from Prometheus, from 3 Days in the Valley, from, Atomic Blonde.
Yes. Okay, yes. Now you said Atomic Blonde. I can actually
Sorry, I had a list.
No, I know exactly movie. What you're talking about.
I was
about.
Like, I'm going to start off with 3 Days in the Valley, a 1990s Pulp Fiction knockoff
You said Prometheus.
Movie.
I knew who you were talking about. I needed to confirm it. And then when you said Atomic Blonde, I already had it pulled up. But I was like, yeah. No, I agree. I like Brie Larson as an actor.
Yes.
There are tons of movies I like her in.
Agreed.
I don't like Brie Larson as a person, if I'm being personally honest.
This is where we attract the incels.
Yes.
The incels, yes.
Yes.
Feed on the hate.
We also just need an audience in general.
Yeah. Please, incels, we need you.
All we want here is our only hope. I'm not going to get into it. There's no need to get into it for this type of podcast, but... We probably will. I like her as an actress. I liked her in Kong.
Brie Larson, so unlikable. That was someone else's voice.
I'm pretty sure that was actually Ned Flanders' son.
That was Grace
Simpsons.
That was me doing the Grace Randolph.
That was your Grace Randolph?
Yeah.
I thought you were like mocking Ned Flanders' son.
No.
That
Brie Larson, so unlikable.
That's exactly Ned Flanders' son. Hey, you want to stop that?
You want to stop that over there, or you want to...
Yo.
Oi. Oh.
Oi there. Oi there, Sheila. You fucking stop that. Okay, let's continue.
Oh, so you think you just make all this noise? Oh, you know what you're doing. Do you need a head nod?
No. Oh, she hates you touching her tail. She'll get you. Joe, she'll get you.
Yeah.
You're gonna yell.
Wow.
It's like watching somebody interact with an like someone from Avatar. She's gonna get you.
Yeah.
You're trying to see if your Grace Randolph voice helps her.
She's looking for my fingertip. Oh shit! What the fuck? She's coming around.
His pop filter fell.
Oh, wow.
She bolted.
Good.
Okay, hold on. Can we just take a quick minute to just try Grace Randolph impressions? You want to start with yours again?
Brie Larson, so unlikable.
Okay.
That didn't sound good.
You want to try again?
Yeah. I can't do it. No.
Okay, I'm going to do it. I have an inside with DC, and Black Mask had his penis in those diamonds. And there's pedophilia, too.
I don't remember the pedophilia part, but
I've got an inside with DC. They say they're getting Michael Keaton. Zack Snyder. He put a diamond with a bunch of penises in it in Justice League.
Jim, inside the diamond was Black Mask with a tiny penis. Yes, Jim, it was there.
I'm not denying that it wasn't there, but it was also clearly set up that they were doing the Bertinelli diamond instead. That was clearly there, and Grace probably got a bunch of different things. There was probably somebody that said, Black Mask sent a picture of his penis to Victor Zsasz when he was getting the diamond,
And then somebody told
Gray. But the thing is,
and then somebody told Grace.
They totally cut a lot of things out, especially with the gay romance and everything.
I don't know why they cut that out.
They had to cut it out. They cut the diamond scene, the tiny penis and the diamond. Just wipe it with your arm.
I don't know. I'm not Chris. Like this. I'm not going to wipe it with my arm. I hate that.
Chris?
Yeah, Chris. He uses his sleeve to wipe it over.
Who's Chris?
Our friend Chris. Wait, no. Our colleague Chris.
Oh, Worthing.
Yeah. Yeah. Every day he uses his sleeve, and it's the grossest thing. Don't look at the trash can. I have to empty it after this.
All right, Jim. I see we go.
No, let's go a bit more. So getting off the whole Grace Randolph thing and finishing the Captain Marvel discussion.
Why do they have to give her the haircut in the Avengers?
Oh, because they're stupid and they think that will show a passage of time better.
No.
Yeah, like making Tony Stark blonde out of nowhere.
Wait, what?
He was blonde. Did you not notice that?
In what?
In Endgame, he was blonde.
I thought that was gray.
No, dude, it was blonde. Like, it was bleach blonde. I'm not kidding you.
Really?
Yeah.
That's weird.
It's really weird.
I didn't think of it like that. I thought of him like, okay, he's just graying funny?
That's what you'd think. But I also thought that, and then I saw, like, all the pictures of them on set. And it's bleach blonde hair. It's not gray. And it doesn't make sense for the whole time traveling thing either. Anyways, I don't know why they did that, and I don't know why they didn't just give her a new suit instead of just recoloring the suit she already has. Like, give her a more, like, comic accurate, at least, suit instead of, like, a very loose leather suit.
Out of the corner of my eye, I watched Jim Snotrack
tumble
out of the trash can.
Oh, God, it did.
Slowly. Onto the floor. It's okay. It was quite beautiful.
It wasn't. It's gross. Okay. I really wish they would have given her a new suit instead of just recoloring the old suit.
Yeah.
And I wish they didn't give her that haircut and said just, like, did
they,
the sides
they
like
couldn't. They couldn't give the new suits away. They kind of give that to the audience, you know? Even though you could have made another action figure.
They make 8 suits for every film.
Not for Endgame. They didn't make those time travel suits.
That's so stupid. I hate that.
Why? We'll just do it in post.
It's so lazy. It's one of my biggest things with the Russos. I like Winter Soldier. I like the movie.
Winter Soldier is the best Marvel movie.
It really is. But that's also not saying much. I know how harsh that sounds, but... It's the best Marvel movie, but it also has a lot of flaws.
It has so many flaws, especially with the whole arc of the story with the villains and everything. It's so flawed, but like...
And it's in the lead up into Civil War.
Yeah.
So shit from that.
Why couldn't we get a third
why wasn't
Civil War... Captain America movie? Then for the Civil War, that's the Avengers 3.
Yeah. Why wasn't that it? Why did they give all control to the Russos for, like, the last 5 Marvel movies?
Because they proved themselves.
With one movie.
I don't know. But and with Civil War, it wasn't really a Captain America movie.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't a Captain America. It wasn't a Bucky movie. It was an Iron Man movie, if anything.
It was, like, Avengers 2.5.
It was just, like, the setup more
I understand why they made the movie. It's because Batman vs. Superman... And then Kevin Feige...
Oh, right, I forget. They keep stealing ideas from DC.
Shut up.
No. Let's talk about how Justice League was supposed to be a time travel movie.
I said shut up.
And then the studio said no, so Marvel took that and made fucking Endgame.
Jim, I said shut up.
The stupidest time travel... It doesn't make...
I liked it. It
plays its part.
I like the fact that it plays... It's the greatest hits. Like, you go through the different movies almost.
I don't...
But it's not even the greatest hits. You go see Dark World, Thor 2.
You'd think that Nebula would have shut off the fucking hologram that projects to her own self at the same time. Wait, how does that even work?
I don't...
That's what I mean when I say I don't like Endgame. is that there's so much stuff that doesn't make sense, yet everyone loves the fucking praise the movie.
I feel like there's too much criticisms into comic book movies. But
no, there's too much criticisms into DC Marvel movies, and Marvel gets no criticism at all.
You leave Marvel alone.
Yeah, I forgot. We gotta get
you that. Leave them alone.
We gotta get that spot in Guardians of the Galaxy 3.
Yes.
They'll Dave Bautista us.
Don't you do that to us.
Please don't.
Don't do that.
I don't know. I feel like Marvel movies get way too much credit when a lot of their films kind of just tank and are really shit. Also, Disney just gets so much. Disney likes to talk about how progressive it is.
How did Kenneth Branagh make Artemis Fowl?
Have you seen Artemis Fowl yet?
I haven't.
Oh my god! Don't.
Don't. I've heard enough.
Joe, you like Colin Farrell, right? You've heard.
No! Don't say it.
He's screaming in agony. You know how they use Colin Farrell in all the promotional material a lot? He's got like 3 minutes, maybe less. It's like exactly what they did to him with the fucking Dumbo movie.
I didn't see that one either. Why are you doing this? You know Will Smith turned down that role.
Which one?
Colin Farrell's role
in Dumbo.
Yeah.
What? They're gonna give that to Will Smith?
Yeah.
I don't feel like that makes sense because he just did Aladdin and stuff. Why would they want to keep using him? Wouldn't they want to switch to other actors and stuff that have a more diverse thing?
Why would they want to use just the tight-knit group of people? So they're like, oh, we'll keep on working with them. I don't know.
Are you saying that Marvel or Disney isn't very smart with their choices? Or they just want to keep using the same actor over and over and over and over and over and over and over, and over again?
You're putting words in my mouth.
I'm putting the truth in your mouth.
I will not say anything.
Oh my god, Joe is storming out of here right now in frustration. Oh my god, he's got a gun. Oh god, he's fired! I don't know what he shot at.
I shot myself.
Yeah, I was about to make that joke. So, let's wrap this up. One last topic to talk about. We've literally come from Shaun of the Dead to making fun of Australians.
I never made fun of them.
Yes, I made you. You tried to do their accent instead. You talked just like this when trying to do an Australian accent.
I was not talking like that, trying to do an Australian accent. That was me trying to do a normal one. Razor blades.
Razor blades. It's supposed to be something that makes you do an Australian accent.
Chili bin. Chili bin.
Chili bin?
Yeah. You know what that is?
Did you say chili bin?
Yes.
Okay.
You know what that is?
No.
It's a cooler, an ice chest.
Oh, I thought you were about to tell me that you just had me say it like a slur in Australian.
Oh, no, no.
I was about to be like, Joe, you asshole. Is that the last topic? Are we gonna find something?
Yeah, I was about to go down a rabbit hole with something. It's all right. It's
okay. Okay, so the last topic. Come on.
Last topic. Jake, you had that gaze in your eye.
In Brokeback Mountain. In
Brokeback Mountain.
With Heath Ledger.
When you first saw
Heath. That's a soul.
I saw you. You saw him. Anyways. Miss you, Jakey.
Yeah, Jake, we want you in more movies.
Yeah.
We don't want to see you in another Marvel movie. I mean, we do. We want to see you have fun as Mysterio again. We want it to be Sony.
I feel like if he appears again, it's going to be like Scarecrow in the Dark Knight trilogy.
That's exactly what I was thinking. I'm not even joking. That was literally what I'm thinking.
If they ever do a big mashup of villains, he's just going to be there in the background. Like,
he is. They're going to totally.
They're
going to backseat Jake Gyllenhaal. They're going to Killian Murphy him.
But don't we all want to backseat Jake? Huh? Don't we?
What?
Sorry. I don't know what happened. I blacked out.
Actually, you know what? Before we go, have you seen the test footage for Batman where they had Killian Murphy and stuff?
Oh, yeah.
That's so awesome. Like, he was really good. He was doing his best for it. And, like, the scene where he's talking about Joe Chill killing his parents, that was pretty good.
Is there still footage of Heath Ledger testing for Batman?
I don't know. I've never. I'm gonna look it up real quick.
Yeah. I think that was the thing too. Cause
I remember I saw the one of who's Catwoman again?
Catwoman?
Yeah, who played Catwoman?
Halle Berry? What are you talking about?
No, in Michelle the Pfeiffer? Dark Knight Rises.
Oh, Anne Hathaway. I forgot.
Was the Anne Hathaway footage that I always see passed around with it, but I've never seen the Heath Ledger in one.
Yeah, because he auditioned to be Batman, too.
Really? Sorry for the dead air, folks. We're
ASMR time.
I can't find it.
It's okay. We'll wrap things up.
Okay.
This is Gemini Man.
Oh, are we going with Gemini Man? Are we not doing Celluloid Slaughter anymore?
I think Celluloid Slaughter would be a feature where we tear apart movies that we love to hate.
So Gemini Man is when... Okay, wait, hold on. Celluloid Slaughter is when we got Frank here. And then Gemini Man is just when me and you
just
fucking riff
for an hour. Yeah, we riff for an hour.
We choose a topic. We don't stick to it. We just bounce around.
Yeah. But I would love to do a Celluloid Slaughter on 3,000 Miles to Graceland.
So would I. Can we just do a series of Viggo movies?
Viggo Mortensen, we love your face.
We...
Look at that chin.
Viggo, you look like Mads Mikkelsen? Mackelson?
I'm going to leave you there. I'm not going to help you.
You're not going to help me?
You dug your own grave. He's going to come kill you and eat you.
I believe it.
Hannibal. Great series. Can't wait for it to get picked back up.
People hate season 2 or something, right? Of Hannibal?
Jim, I am on season 1 right now. Please. Don't spoil these things.
I didn't spoil anything.
Well, I'm warning you. I haven't gotten to season 2. No, I just started watching it last weekend.
I'm just saying that overall, I'm pretty sure people really love it.
Yeah.
I just always hear.
Last Saturday, I watched nothing but 9 hours of that show. It was amazing.
Oh, good for you. That's not even me mocking you. I'm being serious. That's a good show.
I always wanted to watch it.
Let's leave some recommendations. How would that be the end of every episode?
I recommend, show-wise, HBO's I Know This Much Is True with Mark Ruffalo.
Also starring Mark Ruffalo.
Yes. There's two Marks. What More to Love...
There's Mark. Marky Mark.
Yeah. Sad Boy Mark is the best Mark.
Oh my god, he's so sad.
He's so sad. It's heartbreaking. I'm eating it up. I'm like, yes, I need more. You're so sad.
Joe's a fucking glutton. Sad. You ever seen Sad Mark? Joe loves Sad Mark.
I'm getting off on it. I'm like, fuck, I need more of it. I need more. Give me it.
Would you say this is the same way you feel about Sad Toby?
Sad Toby and his single tears. Oh.
He does a good sad face.
Yeah.
We mean Toby Maguire, by the way. We're not talking about a friend named Toby or anything.
No, Jim has an imaginary friend named Toby. Well, he used to, at least. I had to let that out there. I'm sorry.
I hate you.
I'm sorry, it's true.
We all had imaginary friends when we were kids.
I didn't have an imaginary friend.
Yeah, it's because you're a freak.
I had the neighbor next door who'd always peep over the wall at me. Sorry.
Okay, so my recommendation...
What do you recommend, Jim?
As much shit as I talk about the Russos, they help produce what I call one of the best comic book shows other than the Watchmen show. Deadly Class. It only got one season, but it was really good. It was on Sci-Fi, and that's a bit surprising, because it's like, if you really do love... What year was Reagan president?
80s?
80s? If you truly do love 80s, but you're not looking for, like, Stranger Things type of 80s, you're looking for, like, the other kind, like the grungy type of 80s, like fucking leather jackets, that type of shit, I tell you to go for Deadly Class. You can find it on Sci-Fi, like their website, or get the app. It is worth the watch. It is so good.
I've never heard of this. I'll have to look into it.
It's Joe. All-star cast with a bunch of, like, kind of new bloods to it. Did a great job.
Okay, I'm a fan of the Russo brothers, especially with the Community and what they directed there.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, I hate their movies, but I love their shows.
I hate their color grading.
Yes! Okay, so...
We gotta talk about this.
The color grading is like, I think, is there a fatal flaw with the Marvel movies? Is like, it's so bland and like ugly. It's just like, there's no character to it, but I don't think that's their fault. I think.
You think that's what it is? But it's in. It's in
It's in their movies, but it's Marvel's fault. It's like, who do they hire? I want to look at the credits. Who's doing the color grading of those movies, and see what other movies they've done. Because,
I'm saying if the movie fucking, oh god, it was the Dave Franco, and something movie, with the app, and it had the worst color grading.
I've never watching a Dave Franco movie with an app.
No, it's about an app. It's a fucking, do this thing, on the black. The dark web
with the Roberts girl, Emma Roberts,
the really good actress.
Not watching those movies, Jim. And let's talk about people who are problematic. Emma Roberts. Emma Roberts is problematic, Jim.
How's Emma Roberts problematic, Joe?
Jim, you don't know of her abusive nature.
No.
Of her and Evan Peters from American Horror Story, they're a real life couple.
What? Oh, poor Evan.
She would beat him.
Is that why he's not in American Horror Story anymore?
But yeah.
She is?
Yeah. She abused him.
Damn.
Yeah.
That guy already seemed like a pretty abused person. I feel bad for him.
I'm sure it's not just
You're just acting. Bullshitting.
Huh. Yeah. I'm smiling at you. A shitting grin. You think I'm lying to you.
Joe... My whole life, you've only told me lies.
Are you kidding me? I've never told you anything that's a lie.
Nellis Air Force Base?
I've worked there.
Them filming the movie there, Joe.
I've done work at the exact locations they filmed. Don't fuck yourself.
You're bullshitting about Emma Roberts.
No.
You want to know who's problematic, Joe?
No,
you. You're problematic.
Okay, fine. But after we're done recording and you go look this up, you're like, holy shit.
I'm going to wait till you leave to look it up because I don't want you to give me that fucking satisfaction that I get.
I want to get the satisfaction.
What, you're going to stay here all day till
I want to get the satisfaction, Jim. Like, yes, you see that I was right.
If you tell me the truth, it'll be the first time.
It's not the first time.
It will be.
Jim, I don't lie.
For all I know, the Grace Randolph bits that you keep doing could be just a long con.
Only embellish the truth.
Okay. So. Is this how we're ending it?
Yeah, I had to look at the time. I looked at the time and I was like, Jim.
Oh my god, it's about to be 1 o'clock.
Yes,
it's about to be 1. How do we keep doing this? We get here at 8 and we do this till 1 o'clock.
Jim, there's only 8 minutes of recording. What happened?
There's an hour and 13 minutes of recording.
Alright, well, I think this is a good time.
Okay. You want to go first and all?
All right. Everyone, signing off. Goodbye.
And I was your host, Jim. Goodbye. Celluloid Slaughter. Oh.